Hey, hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Michi, and I'm back for another episode of Miss Michi One-on-One, where each week I highlight influential entrepreneurs that you all need to know. And this week, it's no different. And I'm so delighted. I can't even keep the smile off my face because I have my good friend, Miss Felice Kimbrew, joining me today on Miss Michi One-on-One. Hey, Felice.
I'm so excited. Thank you. This is so much fun. I'm already excited. Yes.
And it's so funny. We were talking about with the with our hair and everything. Is she not laid over there? Is she not?
I try. Listen, it's getting cold outside, so us girls, we gotta be prepped, right?
We gotta switch it up. I need to be able to put earmuffs on, a hat,
that's right.
Whatever we need. That's right. For those that are just joining, if you do not know who Miss Felice is, she is the owner of FMK Media LLC. And, you know, we're just about to just jump right into it because we just have so much to unpack with you, Felice. Tell me how you started your journey in entrepreneurship.
Ooh, so entrepreneurship, you know, believe it or not, I was working with, right after I graduated from college, I jumped straight into the field. So I had I believe it was like my spring semester, you know, when we're like in our senior year and we're like really nervous about what our next steps are. Right. Everybody was partying, everybody was traveling, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna apply for internships. So I was the geek that was still in the dorms applying for internships.
Oh, man.
And yeah, and I was applying, and I mean, you know, when we're in school, we're taught with media, we have to go to news. And I'm like, okay, well, if that's the only option, I'll apply to it. And I applied to all these news places and I got denied. And it was really depressing at a certain point because I'm like, well, I think I have what it takes. So how do I get the experience without showing me, like, me getting in here and trying it? So
Right. Fast
forward, an email came across right before graduation about a local municipality who was looking for somebody to intern with them. So I got on board to intern with them.
Right.
And then I worked with them for 2 years. And then I got on to another municipality right after that. And I'll be honest, the experience.
No, okay. that's great for you to have been just right out of college and been able to go. I mean, you know, those are jobs that people have to be vetted into. Like,
yeah,
you got it. You know, that's
I was very blessed. I was very blessed and I was happy because that is very, you know, as we know, that's hard. And yeah. And although it wasn't the ideal, but I was thankful for it because it started me in the community. Like it gave me that head start right in like where I was at and in my own community. It wasn't far from my school.
Okay.
So yeah, I had worked for them, and I'll be honest, the entrepreneurship came because, and I remember me and you talking about this too, because I was really nervous about it. Remember we were all sitting down and I was like, I don't think I'm ready to do this. And my friend's like, you got this. Like y'all were like so encouraging, like, no, you can do this. Like you've got the clientele. So it really was just a matter of how I started. It was really just kind of deciding, like, you know what, I think I'm ready to take this journey on my own. And also with working with those things like municipalities, preferably or specifically, the box, like they put you in a box, like creative. And for me, I can't be like limited creatively. I like to try different things and
Absolutely.
Do different. And they were very strict, very informal, very political.
Way.
Okay.
You did bring up that conversation, so we won't go too deep into it, but I felt like that, you know, as far as that box that you were talking about, you know, you had so many ideas of things that you wanted to do to really branch out and to serve other people within the community. Specifically, you know, it went more towards your small businesses and different entrepreneurs. So I'm like, hey, girl, go for it. I'm like, you got this, because it's just like when they're trying to put you in a box and you know what you're trying to do is limitless, it's time to move around anyway. you know?
Yes, yes. And it was stressful. I think I was the youngest media coordinator in the Southland at one point. But I came with heat. Like, everybody knew who I was when I would, you know, go places. Like, oh, that's the girl who does the station, which was great. But it put me in such of a box. Like, I wasn't able to be creative. And I was like, I think it's just time for me to go and just explore on my own. So that's kind of how I started. Well, that is how I started.
I thank you for sharing that, because I'm, you know, a lot of the times people see entrepreneurs and they just think like, you know, they just kind of like jumped out there and everything. No, there was a lot of things that really led up to saying, hey, you know what, it's time for me to go ahead and go into business for myself. So, you know, I thank you for being transparent and just kind of sharing that, because I don't think that we get enough of that transparency. So,
absolutely.
Now, okay, so we talked about that. Let's go into the space when you actually launched FMK Media. Like, what was the actual motivation besides, like, hey, I know I'm great at doing all of these things, but now we're going to make it a business. What was that moment for you?
Well, I'll be really honest, and I don't want to give, you know, like, clearly this was a decision I made, but I had someone kind of in my ear like, you need to go ahead and just make this an LLC. And okay, that goes back to having just supportive, like, people around you, because I have been doing this for a little over 6 years. And when I say this, I mean just like, it was a hobby at first, it was part-time, then I was like, oh, I'm actually kind of good at this, people want to book me, let me do this. Like, I was doing little things for 6 years on the side, but then a friend of mine was in my ear like, just make it an LLC. Like, go ahead, just launch. You're better off. Just, yes. Like, and it was crazy because I had never thought about it. I was approached by some people. You know, you'll go to like seminars and workshops of people with media professionals, and they'll be like, "What's your company name?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm kind of an independent contractor." And they'll go, "Oh, okay." Wow. You know, the right, exactly. And then, but I did meet one young lady at a workshop I was working at, and she was like, I need you to become an LLC because you don't know how much potential and how many people you can put, like, contract and work with as an LLC. So, yeah, I think the official start of it was a little bit of all of that. And then seeing all the people around me go, okay, well, I'm already doing this, why not just make it official? So April of 2019 was when I actually launched it, but I have been doing it for over 6 years.
Elise, what?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I thought this was okay. I thought that it had been longer than that.
No, ma'am. This is the LLC. Like, so when I first started, it's funny, girl. This is some real tea here.
We met each other right after that. I think it had to have that. It was that summer.
Yeah, yeah. Like, literally, and like. Like, when I first started, my very first name was Monet Magic Productions. The corniest mess I had ever thought of.
Water on the
ever. I still had
it. Was
it was terrible. And I was so mad at my friends and family. Like, why would you let me walk around with Monet Magic Productions on my polo? I still have the business cards and everything. Like, I remind me to show you that.
I want
to
see. I want to see. Because I already know that it was good, and, you know, or great. But, you know, I think that FMK was more fitting.
Yes, yes. And then the reason why too it was FMK was because I really wanted to expound on women led. Like, I wanted to, you know, and we know this, but media is a very male dominated industry. Yeah. So I wanted people to know, no, this is a woman behind this. Like, this is a woman doing all of this work. So I was excited about when it came to me of FMK. Oh, okay, that's my initials. Let me just do this.
Why not?
Exactly.
Why not? And it's so crazy how things come together, because it can just, you know, well, this is the thing. I know you said like, okay, why didn't your family tell you or whatnot? But this is the thing. When the talent is there, when the skill is there, you could have named it Wop Wobble Doo Wobble Bop Bop Bop, you know, media. And it's like, and it would have worked, because it's like when you actually have the talent behind it, we see, you know, I'm pretty sure as much as we see great influential entrepreneurs that are doing their things, we also see other people. We like, okay, what are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Have those skills and stuff behind you. Girl, you could have named it whatever you wanted to.
And I appreciate that. And it's so funny because I tell my clients that a lot, because they'll say, oh, I need something fancy. I'll be like, look, people are going to support you regardless of what you got. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling, like, you know, I think this is like with social media at such a high now, I think that people are so focused on what other people are doing. It's like, no, focus on you. Like, do your thing. Like, work on your own content. Be consistent. You the consistent queen, okay?
Girl, look, be consistent and diligent in your practices if you want to be in. That's the phrase.
Yes, and you are going to attract the people who are meant to be with you and your clients. So, you know, that part, I was just like, you know, that they're going to come regardless. So it's funny how I say that now to my clients when I have Monet Magic Productions. I'm like, no, ain't nobody digging this name.
But you know what? It's all about, it's about being real. I mean, so funny with this, even with Miss Michi one-on-one, I struggled with what did I want to title the show, you know? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be one-on-one with these people and it's me. I might as well go ahead and do it. But, you know, honestly, outside of just having like the, you know, you specialize with the digital marketing and all of those things, outside of having that, it's also about how you push it. So I'm like, hey, at some point, I'm like, even if someone doesn't like the name Ms. Michi one-on-one for the show, they gonna see it anyway. So it's like, you know, it's like you either gonna watch or you're not gonna watch. But yeah, you have to make those transitions and really sit and think about it. So, you know, that's really good that you at least take that time to do that, you know?
Yes, you have to. It's important, especially now with what's going on now. We have to.
This is all we have. It really is. It's like we're in our homes. You know what I mean? For anyone that's watching, or even if you see this in the future, we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. So you have to do what you have to do. And you know, pivot. We talked about that. Felice and I participated in a panel with Melanated Queen Productions, which Dr. Lauren was one of our previous guests on the show. And you know, we talked about that pivoting. It's something that has to be done through the duration of your business. So it's not just like right at the beginning or right at the end or in the middle. It's something that you're constantly doing to stay on top of things. So you've done a great job as far as that's concerned. So
thank you.
Boom, boom, boom. Now, for everyone that's tuning in, you specialize in photography, videography. I'm pretty sure that the list is way longer than that.
Yeah, so those are my main ones, right? Like those, I actually, believe it or not, like I went to school for media studies and concentrated in television production. So the production part of it was actually where I started. And then I kind of, you know, I got my own camera, got my first digital camera, and I started taking pictures and people were like, this is actually pretty good. And yeah. I remember taking
one of them in the back.
Right, yes.
The FOK Media special.
I love that picture of you, yes. And I was taking pictures of people on campus and then I would look up and see it in the GSU like newsletter. And I'm like, wait a second, this is me, this is my work. And they would credit me, of course. But yeah, it was like, okay, so if I'm good enough for this, I need to really consist. So video is where I started. Okay. Photography came along after that. And then recently just added website design and then social media management, which you know, can be a little testy because it requires so much more work. So yes. I only take in so many clients with that a month, but yes. So those are the four that I'm very solid in. Graphic a little bit. I'll do some brochures and flyers here and there, but yes.
Okay. Now, you know, thinking about the, you know, since you've launched up until now, and all of the things that you do, what can you say has been like the highlight or like one of your biggest accomplishments since you launched your business?
That's a good question. You know what? I will say all the years that I've done this, I think the most rewarding thing for me is finding a tribe of women that also I can relate to. And this is not to throw shade at all. This one-on-one is real,
it's real.
But I was in a group, like I've in the past, I just seemed to bump heads with so many people. And I realized the reason for that was because we just weren't on the same path. Yeah. You know, they were more interested in kicking it and going to the bar and partying every weekend. Mm-hmm. And hey, it's not wrong with kicking it, but I just want to do more than this, right?
It's no creativity with that. Nothing comes from that at the end of the day. Guys, maybe a hangover and a few good memories, you know?
Exactly. And that's it. And that's it. And I knew I wanted to do more. I'll be honest. I knew I wanted to not. The entrepreneurship came kind of not necessarily randomly, but I knew that I wanted to do more than work for someone else.
Okay.
And, you know, so when I found Dr. Lauren Meeks and you all at Melanated Queen Productions, and then just the support, like just being around women who understand, who are going, we go through the same thing. Like, you know, we have our weekly calls, we have our panel discussions, and there's so many other women on that call, even when they weren't our panelists, and listening, they can relate to what we're going through because, and it's just always a good thing to have a supportive tribe of women with you. So I think being exposed and working with all of you all has really been rewarding for me so far because I've never had that type of support with the group of women before. So I'm thankful for it. And I always tell Dr. Meeks that she has opened the door for me because of that opportunity. I've met so many great people like yourself, you know, like Dr. Jones, like I've met so many great people and I'm thankful for that.
You know, it's so funny that you say that because as I'm thinking back on my journey, you know, definitely even some of the people that I've ran into, women and men, you know, being in media, you kind of work with a little bit of everyone. This has been the most solid tribe. You know, we've been able to help each other. I mean, I can come to you all and say, hey, I know you all tune into the show from time to time. What do you think about this? And then we can really sit and almost go into like a whole strategy meeting, impromptu strategy meeting of how we can be better. And, you know, and again, it's not shade. It's not anything like that. It's just pure. What can we do to pour into you to help you be a better version of yourself, you know? And it's very important to have. And, you know, I noticed as I, of course, I listen to all of you all when you come on the show and you talk to me about your experience. That alone, having that support, it changes things. It really
does.
It opens those doors because it's like, okay, I got these people that's pushing me. So guess what? Every time I see somebody that needs this type of person, I'm going to tag my girl. I work with her personally, you know, and you don't really get that. It's always just like crabs in a barrel type of thing. But it's different for us. And, you know, it feels good for me too. I'm just like, man, you know, I'm like, these people before, I'm like, y'all super whack. But I'm like, why people now? I'm like, we are good. We are solid. We love on one another. And you do need that in business because let's be honest, Felice, entrepreneurship can get lonely sometimes.
Oh, it definitely can. It definitely can, especially if you're not surrounded by the right people who don't understand.
That's
you
right.
know, like there are nights that I'm up till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I thank God that I have, you know what I'm saying, friends, they'll text me and say, oh, I know you up working. You know, it's not like go to sleep or, you know, they understand that I'm up and I'm working. Right. I'm working. Like, you know, understand this life. And then like my friends, they'll invite me out sometimes. I'm like, look, like this just not the night. We'll connect another time. And they get it. You know what I'm saying? Like they understand that. But especially now that we're in the middle of a pandemic, like the support I think that we exchange with one another, like do you remember when we shut down and like social media was crazy. Like the timeline was insane. Like people were posting. Why? Because they realized we're shut down. We gotta make money offline. Exactly. Like this was the time for that. And having a tribe of people in a support group that understood that. So I would say the support really has been the rewarding experience because it's opened so many other doors. It's opened so many other doors for me. And I'm humble enough to say that nobody got to the point that they are and where they're going to be alone. Everybody had some help, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody.
And I was a first generation student, and I was also the first to like really start my own business within my family. So
I didn't know that about you when you
said,
she actually mentioned that on the panel that we were just discussing with Melanated Queen Productions and Dr. Lauren, and I didn't know that. I just like, I feel like with your drive and the things that you've just exhibited since we've known each other, to me it seemed like it was something that was like generational. Like it was like, okay, you know, she's just doing this because it's a long line of entrepreneurs in her family. You know, I didn't know that about you.
You know, I think in my immediate family, I'm definitely the first, and my sister actually now is a cosmetologist. So there are things falling in line, of course, and we plan to move that forward in future generations. But I think outside of the immediate, very few. I think I have like a maybe first or second cousin that has a restaurant, but it's not very common. So for me, you know, when that happens for us, it's like, you know, it's like almost going through college the first generation. You of course, you know, your people are going to answer your questions if you have them, but it's like no one's been through this. So I have it was a lot of questions I had to figure out on my own, and a lot of experiences that I had to like literally go through and figure it out. So that kind of reminds me of, you know, how it would have been had I not had that tribe or group. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, and like you said, it gets lonely.
It would have just been like, oh, you know, who am I supposed to open up to? Because, you know, another thing, and Felice, you tell me if this has been something you've experienced, especially in media. So we're going to really go there.
Yeah.
Being able to trust
Ooh.
Other people. Like, it's good for me when I can run show ideas or different ideas around, and it's not like I got to worry about my tribe being like, okay, well, now we're going to go and take this and we're going to run, you know. Mm-hmm. We can really, really pour into each other. Do you feel like you kind of like had that experience, like maybe kind of early on? Because that's definitely been something that I feel like has been a trend with some of the other entrepreneurs. They like, I don't know who I can really go to, you know. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, you know, and it's especially with what we do, you know, I think it gets touchy, because think of it this way, we are like, people have to trust us with their brand, right? And whether that be, like, however, in all the different ways, right? And I think that it has to be mutual in order for it to work. So like, I have regular clients I work with monthly, and I tell them all the time, at any time that you feel like my services are not benefiting you, that is okay. Right. You are not in a contract, right? You're not in a 6-month contract. Look, you just let pay as you go, right? So if you ever, right, that's it. Like, you know, like I got some invoices to send today. Like, it's okay. Like, you know, and I'll even shoot a text to my clients, like, do you want to move forward with this month? How are you feeling? Yeah. And I think that there are definitely times where you got to be careful, because everybody around you is not in it to see you win. So you got it right. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's the truth though. And I mean, you know, I've learned to focus less on those people and more on people who have been consistent with me and then have not shown me, you know what I'm saying? Because it's one thing to go behind to talk to somebody else, but show me, tell me, because let's have a conversation, right? Absolutely. But when you're trusting people with your brand, with your business, with your reputation, it's a totally, totally different, like, it's a totally different thing. So I always talk about this too. I tell, you know, the great thing about the space, we keep referencing this space, girl. We just taking right. All the free promo.
It's no way that we cannot
reference. Exactly. It's no way. But even in the space, you know, I've met other photographers, and I always tell them, you know, try not to be a transactional photographer. And when I say that, I say, don't treat it just like a transaction. You get paid, you leave. No, you need to treat it in order for me to understand your brand and what you want to do. I always ask my clients, what's your purpose for coming in? Do you just want some pretty pictures? Is this brand related? You have to understand your client. You have to understand what they're wanting, what they're requesting.
Because I tell you I needed the pictures for.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Exactly. And understand, that's where the trust comes in. So if it starts really from jump one. And I'll be honest, I've had projects come across my inbox, and I'll go, you know what, this may be a little too advanced for me, because I'm a one-woman show. You're a one-woman show. So, you know, and that's where the honesty and the trust comes in. So that goes back to that. All that plays into a part. I tell my clients, what is your reason for coming in today? What do you want to achieve with these pictures? Do you just need some headshots? Are you trying to up your social media game? Are these lifestyle pictures? Like, what is it that you're looking for? that's going to make the difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Girl, look, y'all better catch these gems.
Gems. Right. Right.
Well, so now that we talked about some of the highlights, all right.
Oh, yeah.
What have been some of your challenges that you've experienced in business? Ooh. And with that, how did you overcome that?
Okay. We gonna really keep it real, right? Right. You hit a deep voice, you really keep it real. I'll be honest. You know, I read a status. I think we talked about this on the panel discussion.
Okay.
I read a status a little while ago that said, you know, if you don't have 100K in your bank account, then you don't need to consider going to be an entrepreneur.
Girl, this is me. Like, don't rush challenge. I'm like,
what? Who said that? And I mean, now granted, I don't have 100K in my bank account. I mean, I think we all.
10,000 when I started. I'm like, this is real.
And I'll be honest, I think when I started, I didn't have much either. And I think, like, for now, as far as challenges, there are times where it gets rough. It's not always for me, and this is what I do miss about a little bit about having that job that I know is consistent and the money is coming to support. But then again, it's like for me, and this is just my experience working in corporate and local government, okay, I didn't want to go back to that. I knew that my talents and my work was not appreciated. And that's why I was like, do I really want to go back to that and being treated that way? So a lot of the time, you know, I would look at my struggle. I'd really look at my phone and my bank account and say, no, you got to keep going. Exactly. But back to your question, nothing's ever easy. Nothing's gonna come easy. I think we all have had times when we struggle, we're trying to figure out how rent and all the bills are getting paid, especially full-time, and that happens. I don't think it should ever be perfect. I disagree with people when they say that, you know, you shouldn't go full-time unless you know. Well, sometimes you got to get out there and just do it. Like, I've been blessed, and I say times I struggle, but they're usually very small times. Like, I pray about it and God, and then I wake up and God's like, I already took care of that for you. That's like, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I think that I find that kind of a little, I don't know. I don't want to shake it anymore.
I mean, I've definitely seen a status like similar to that. Cause you know, people, they'll take the status and flip it.
Oh yeah. Reflip it and redo the status.
They'll put a different dollar amount in there. But this is, I think that like the biggest thing is just knowing to do the best thing for you.
Yes.
In business. Because now, although you and I are in media, I'll be honest, I can say, you know what, I'm not 1,000% ready to step away from corporate at this particular time, because mm-hmm. there's still some more building that has to be done as far as with the business. You mm-hmm. have to be at a place where you can keep it real with yourself.
That's right.
And, you know, I just talked about it on the Blueprint Live this past week. I shared like a bad experience that I had with another business, but you know,
I watched that part.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, instead of going the whole way of blasting them and tagging them and doing and being messy about it, I'm like, let's pull out some of the integral lessons that need to be learned as far as that's concerned. Because a lot of the times what I find with newer entrepreneurs, they're not taking the time to go back and analyze the things that are going on within their business.
Absolutely.
So, you know, part of kind of fixing the challenges that you have in the business is identifying them first, you know?
That's right. That's right.
You have
that's
to take right. a look and say, you know what? Okay, I've noticed that over the last 30 days, I've had 5 to 7 different problems, and this is what it narrows down to. Let's look at the infrastructure of that and figure out how do we turn it around, or how can we enhance it so that you don't experience that for the next 30 days, you know?
And I couldn't agree more, because I think that even also ties in, like, you got to be able to, that's a decision you have to make for yourself. And I know a lot of people who don't do both, and I was doing both at a point in time, and it's even more hard work because you're balancing both. You know what I'm saying? Kudos, right? Like, seriously, you're balancing both. I think that's another challenge too, is learning how to talk to people once, you know, not necessarily talk to people, but learning how to deal with people who are not always nice to you. And I get it a lot. And sometimes I literally have to take my phone, look at it and go, okay, let me just
put it aside
and just give me a sec. Yeah. Like that. I'm like, okay, let me think about how to respond. But those are challenges I think we face as entrepreneurs all the time is it's okay to struggle a little bit, just if you, you know, but identifying where you went wrong. So for me, what I realized, at first I struggled financially pretty hard. It hit hard at first, but then it's like, all right, what are the essential necessities that I need? And then what services do I need? If it's a sale, if it's whatever, what do I need to do to get to this point? Right. It's okay. I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about that, finances, because that was one of the things I was scared about when I started. Yeah. I'm like, man, how am I gonna make this money doing this stuff? But it happens. Like, it happens.
Do at this point, and you know, it's like, well, you know, I have to do my plugs for my sponsors, but even Tax Strategy, they are, you know, definitely a sponsor with the Blueprint Media Company, and we've partnered. And I love the fact that with Erica, she is the owner of Tax Strategy. She took the time to really educate me on the things of what I could do within my business. Because let's be honest, when you first start, you don't know what the heck you're doing.
No.
Figure it out. And I mean, just even just from a simple worksheet and her just talking to me and going over things, she has given me the setup to prepare myself for the lifetime of my business.
Absolutely.
And you know, and it was uncomfortable because it was like, you know, her and I, of course, we started off as friends. So I'm like, it's, you know, it's always a little bit difficult when it's time to open up and talk about those finances.
Right. Exactly.
If you want to have real help, even if it's not Tax Strategy, you need to get to somebody that knows the numbers, that knows what you need to do. Or even if you can just sit with yourself and do some preliminary budgeting, like you said, hey, if I run a promo special for this amount, that's going to heed this amount and I'll be okay for this month and moving forward, you know? But a lot of people, we have to move past certain stigmas of not being able to talk about things.
Yes, and that's the thing. Erica is amazing. I don't know if you remember the workshop she did at the space, and she was going over what we need to have, and we were all sitting down looking at each other like, oh, shit, we're in trouble.
I don't have any of this. I wasn't there for that one.
Okay.
Girl, you know me. Before the pandemic, girl, your girl was skipping out of town like every...
That's good, though. You got to experience that. Yeah, because now we can't travel, so you know, like,
I know she did it, and everybody was like, we need an encore, we need more of this, you know, and you gotta have it.
She shared some gems, and when I say, I think me and Whitney and Dr. Jones shot each other look like, oh, we're in trouble.
When the W-2s, whatever you waiting for to be released, when is it going, you know, what are we going to do?
I booked her immediately. I hit her up like, oh, no, we got to talk, because I didn't know all this. And that also goes into, I think, the entrepreneur part of it, when you said challenges. When you don't have that tribe, right, goes all back to what we were talking about. When you don't have that tribe, right, to tell you, girl, you do your taxes, you doing your mileage, like you keep your receipts, like, you know what I'm saying?
I got an app on my phone from when she told me about it right now. And when when I looked at it, I was like,
yes.
Oh, I was like, I've been missing out on money for years.
Yeah. And I will go on there weekly and track my mileage, because, and it's sometimes just a swipe. So it's like knowing that, right? Having that tribe, like, it's nothing wrong with that. When starting out, I didn't have that. I did not have that. So
it's
then when I
had, Felice.
I'm telling you, it is a blessing.
Even with that particular tribe, everybody has, it's something. I mean, if you need some beauty stuff, you need a lip scrub, you need your taxes done, you need photography, you just need a place to do your work. It's all inclusive. I mean, look, Lauren, she girl, you'll have to get this promo.
heavy promotion. No, it all ties in. It all ties in, like, everything. And then having, you know, I think when people say being prepared, they don't also just mean financially. They mean knowing what apps to use to keep you organized, having a CRM system, email marketing, like all that stuff, you know, like,
oh,
you should just do more than one service, have a few more, like, you, girl, you do the sunglasses, advertising, marketing, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I got so many subscription stuff, I'm like, look, I'm like, because I want to keep it right, keep it tight for the business, right. Like, you know, and I mean, and it's about having, like, that well-roundedness of knowledge that you need to be successful, you know. Absolutely. And it's just, I do pray for entrepreneurs that are starting out that don't have it. I'm like, hey, you know, Come over to death row. I'm just joking.
Out of me and all in the video. Right, right.
Like, hey, you know, like, come on and get some of this business love. We know you.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. But okay. So, Girl, that's a word.
Girl!
so we took a total left turn, but y'all come on back with us. Belize, how would you say that you, you know, outside of like our tribe and everything, how do you personally stay motivated to keep going?
Well, I know this is, for some people, this is looked down upon.
Okay.
No, like, you know, when they say, you know, don't spend a lot of time on social media looking at all these people with all these cars and living the great life and all of that. Well, and they say don't compare yourself. But in a sense, I think when I started out, and I still do it from time to time, I do follow these great influencers. I do follow these YouTube gurus. I do follow these media gurus. And I follow them and I go, one day I'm going to get to that point. Not that I have to compare my life to them. No, not at all.
No, but I'm motivated by someone without like saying like, no, I want that. I want the Benz. I want
exactly. I don't, because I'll be honest. When I get the coin, I don't need all that fancy stuff. I don't. And I say that all the time. Like, it will get better. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my way to six figures. It's gonna happen. Do you see what I'm saying? But the point, yeah. But I don't want. I never want to compare. I'm never that, but I do use it as a sense to say, no, I'm going to get there. Like, it's okay. So self-motivation, I think, happens in so many forms for me. Some people look at that, like looking through social media, as no, you shouldn't do that. But then I look at it as, no, it's motivation for me. Right. Like, I'm okay with that. You know? Right. Yeah. And then I know we talked about the tribe. So that's one thing.
I'm so sorry, girl. No, I was going to say, you know, you don't think that, like, we know, especially being in media, that we don't look at some of these people and say, you know, hey, you know, what are some different moves or some different partnerships or things that they've done. Like, I like to look at the strategy of how other entrepreneurs are doing things, because I'm like, hey, that may be the one difference between what I can do to enhance what I've got going on, you know?
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, something that really, really touched me about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, a young lady who was actually starting her media production company. Now, we were following each other on Instagram, but I didn't really know her. I knew her through somebody I had went to high school with.
Okay.
We never really spoke to one another. We, you know, just an exchange of likes and stuff like that. But she sent me a message and was like, I would love to pay for 60 minutes of your time to just learn more about you. I'm starting my own media production. I would love your advice. And that hit me. I was like, whoa, somebody wants to ask me for advice like me? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So then it's little stuff like that, like self-motivation, you know, because we have to teach ourselves to always be humble. And one of the things that absolutely just bothers me to my core is seeing these people who do have it, who are not very nice people. Ooh. And it's like, yeah, we'll make a joke about it, or, you know, we'll say a few things here and there, we'll laugh about it, but to treat the people who've taken you to the point that you're at now not very well is not a good indication to me. That's not success to me. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't mean
I'm taking another level, sis. It's the people that you know they intricate stories. You know what they got going on. You know that what they're putting out to the public may not be 100%. But then you know they're talking to their prospective clients and customers like crap. It's just like, we know you in real life. Yeah. Why are you talking to your people like this?
Yeah, it goes a long way, you know, like, and I think, you know, with the self-motivation, it starts with, or at least for me, I think it starts with just, well, it's a little bit of everything, but I think it really starts with knowing how to, I'm trying to find the right word. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It's on the road. It's almost
right. Exactly. that's important, right? I mean, self-motivation, you got to be self-motivated. Mm-hmm. There are times that, I'm not going to lie, I have times where I'm like, I don't know if I want to still do this. But then I go, no, this is meant for you. Yeah. And faith too. I know, you know, everybody's religion and stuff is different, but I really truly believe that God would not have taken me this far if he didn't have bigger plans for me, you know? And I know he wouldn't have taken me to this point to see me cry and be depressed and struggle because I didn't make my goal for the month, you know, like, and like I said, people are scared to talk about those things, but they should talk about that. Finances, budgeting, and marketing and advertising and all that we do all on our own. Like usually, like we're one woman show, so we're responsible for all of that. So the self-motivation comes into play with so many different things. I have to look at others and say, I can do that too. That's and then, like you said, knowing their story. I know her story. Like I remember I followed a YouTube girl who was just 2-3 years ago living in a small apartment with her mom, doing videos in her bathroom. Now she has, you know, a beautiful, big, beautiful home, and she's getting booked with all these makeup places and, you know, brands and stuff, and she's influencer. And I'm like, oh, and then she right. got a lot.
My time is coming.
And it's patience, right? We got to be patient. I think the idea of success now is people think that you do something, you just get money. That's not how it goes. And that's, and people that's,
those are that one-off instances.
And very, very, very small. And I'll be honest. The people that I know that do that, like they get that luck and or you know they get discovered on social media by these you know, they don't last long. They're usually one hit wonders, or they're here for a minute and that, you know, you gotta, and then people have to remember, you gotta be consistent with that. So once you've got your audience's attention, you gotta keep your audience's attention.
Not just a one time thing. It's like, nah, baby, you can't release this like a single.
And that's then, what I'm saying. Like that. Come on. Exactly. So I know that kind of veered off of the question, but
I think
motivation is all that.
It's very much so, you know, it's relevant. It's relevant to, you know, how you stay motivated. For me, I mean, you know, I'm a big person of, once I have a goal in mind, I know and recognize what those steps are that leads me to that goal ultimately. So, you know, I'm not shy about telling everybody. I'm like, my goal with the Blueprint Media Company, with Ms. Michi as a brand, is to partner with a larger media entity that can, you know, do both national and international coverage of things.
That's right.
Partner with them and have them pay me for the material that I'm doing right now at a rate that I can do it for more, you know? So it's just like, for me, when I get tired, you know, because I do still work, it's not a secret. When I, you know, do those things and I'm wiped out, or I'm just, you know, sometimes emotionally you can, and mentally you can be drained. What keeps going is, I haven't reached that goal yet. So I still got some work to do, you know? So yeah, I think that is, I think that all of that is totally relevant to the question, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're coming to a close, but I would like to know, what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far? On your journey.
So many lessons.
I mean, you honestly, you gave a lot of them, but I think that you really covered that. I mean, so look, if you all just tuning in on this part, you got to rewind it a little
bit. go back. I think, I mean, most of everything we talked about were lessons. I mean, this is a learning experience for everybody. I really despise when people come in and they've been doing this for a few years.
I've been up in here for a whole bunch of years.
I'm saying, and they know it all. No, you don't. Like, you're still learning. That's right. That's right.
Still at the same place that you was when you first started. I need you to go back and do some analyzing.
This is an evolving industry, right? And you know, when I was in school, and this is not shade to them, but I was working in a group, or at least in a department where I don't think I was really favored. I was the black girl that was involved in everything. And they told me specifically, you got to choose. You either going to be with us or you going to be with all them extracurriculars. I'm like, I'm going to do both, because nobody's going to tell me that I can't. That's right. Exactly. So not allowing anybody to limit you. Do your thing. And like I said, even with like working the way that I work all the time. I may rest a little bit. Like when we get off here, I'm working. Like, girl, you know,
I told you what I had to do when we logged off. I'm like, okay. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Like I'm always working. So lessons, I mean, they come in so many shapes and forms. And then also being able to take constructive criticism. Oh, girl. I mean, I think people think
tell
that. you know, and it's touchy, right? But I think that people have to learn how to, you know, it's okay to let people talk and express their opinion, especially when you're in a service-based in its industry. You're servicing people. So if people have an idea or an opinion about your services, you need to listen.
You gotta listen.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to listen to them. So I consider myself like really heavy on communication. So if there's ever a point that I'm doing something wrong with either my friends or my clients, I like to talk about it.
Yeah, like tell me what you want.
Talk to me.
Tell me what you need.
Talk to me. So, you know, and I'll call somebody up in a heartbeat like, girl, what's going on? You know, so lessons, tons of them. I mean, just, I would say if there was anything that I could say as far as like advice, I would just say, you know, pay attention to your surroundings. Make sure that the people around you are, you're not going to be able to spot all the fakes right away, but at least spend time with people that you know will support you. Don't always mean support you financially. A share goes a long way. You see what I'm saying?
When y'all share it up, I'm like, I don't need a dollar. Share it up.
So that's right. Share it. Exactly. Like,
they might work for VH1, baby, or Viacom.
Right. You never know. So not being afraid to, I think, you know, just not being afraid to share and stay humble and, oh my goodness, learning the importance of digital, having a social media presence.
I smell a book coming.
Listen, I'm working on a class, girl. I'm trying to get it out here. So many people taking up all my time with these websites. Look,
you let me know if you need anything on the promo side. I'm like,
yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
I have a module or something. You know?
Yeah, no, so I don't want to make that long-winded, girl. Lessons, a ton of them. I just say don't be afraid to listen and take, like we talked about mentorship the other day. I have a mentor that's been doing this for 30 years, and he's the bomb at it. He's doing he's doing his thing, and I'm never, there are times we disagree, and then we'll move on, you know, but don't be afraid to take heed and take that constructive criticism.
I think, you know what, Elise, I think that's sound advice. I mean, I think that a lot of the things that you were saying is something that can definitely resonate for your more experienced entrepreneur as well as someone that is aspiring to, you know, start their journey. So, you know, I just thank you for sharing and, you know, keeping it 100.
Not a problem. And I want to say this too, because I think people misunderstand me when I say just get out there. I ain't saying go out there with $0 and you got $50 in your bank account. I'm saying I'm a hustler at heart. That's who I am. I got the Amazon Flex in the phone. I got the Lyft. I'm going to make a way to figure it out. I trade with Forex. Like, so having multiple, when they say multiple streams, they don't mean just your business. Figure it out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some ways to make you some money, baby. Sell some Mary Kay if that's what you
want. That's what I'm saying. Do what you gotta do. And someone told me, and I don't know, how do you feel about this? They said multiple streams don't just mean one is one whole business. It means all your services. So if your advertising, your marketing, that's a stream. Like, all of that is a stream. So I had to think about, like, oh, I already got four streams. I didn't think about that. And then, you know, so it's like, we gotta get to 7, 8, they say 7 is the average, baby. I'm trying to get to 10 residually. You see what I'm saying? So
I like the number 10. I like double 10. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. I think that's real. It's because and if nothing else, in the times that we're living in, like, I'm not with the company that I was, and they threw me out on my butt at the beginning of the pandemic, but it was even more of an eye-opener, like, oh, girl, you need some more money coming.
That's right.
You can't just have it. Like my business and stuff, it does well, but I'm like, you know what? There's still some more growth that needs to happen there. So I need to keep me some more streams coming in, you know? Right. And I mean, I tell everybody, I'm like, Lavish Looks was my COVID-born business.
And look at how well it's doing.
Girl.
So. Okay, where are my glasses at? They somewhere around here. I got two.
My glasses are over there. They somewhere over here.
Exactly.
So, like I said, I just want to thank you so much for, you know, for coming on my show and just for, you know, just your transparency with your journey and the advice that you've given. I think that is something that anyone that tunes in, they're going to be able to take away some really, really good material to help them. So let everybody know how they can follow you and just keep up with everything that's FMK Media.
Yeah. So I always, it's so funny, before I really decided to really go hard on the advertising, I used to keep my Facebook page private. And now it's open, and I realized that was the best decision I made. So I'm going to tell your viewers, if you want to follow me on my personal page, you can, right?
Right.
It's just Felice Kimbrough. And then my actual business page, FMK Media LLC. My website is www.fmk.media. Not .com. Somebody took that domain, so I got real creative. It's www.fmk.media. And then my Instagram handle is fmk.media too. Follow me on Instagram, on my personal too. I have no problem with that. I like to connect with people. And do you have a hard time managing both your personal Instagram and your business? Because I flip back through so many times.
I've learned to just kind of deal with it. Like you said, that one woman show thing is real. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to post around this time. You right. know, I'm taking a look at my analytics. So I'm like, okay, well, right now is a good time to post at this time.
Yes, and,
you know, I definitely stay on top of it. It gets to be a lot sometimes. I politely unplug one of the days out of the weekend.
Yeah.
Bet they didn't have that.
Two phones, so I try to do one-on-one for you know, but
I'm gonna get like you when I grow up. Yes,
girl, don't get me started on that. But no, thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. This was a fun conversation. It's just so cool because I always saw your one-on-ones, and now
I'm on. Oh, I had to reach out to her. I was like, this. Well, this is the thing. The only reason why I didn't reach out to Felice sooner is because she is busy as hell, y'all. She really is. I mean, I'm like, it was like double dutch. I'm like, when do I hop in? But no, like I said, I thank you so much, and you just continue to go on and do great things. I think you are phenomenal. I will definitely be coming for my next photo shoot.
Yes, so,
look, you know what I mean, and I love you always have like just different like deals and different promotions that are going on that are very relevant for the time. So you all make sure that if you're tuning in, go and follow my girl, follow the business page, all of that stuff, because she is truly, truly here for the people. And she's also the marketing director for Melanated Queen Productions. So you'll see a lot of that integrated in there. If you don't have a tribe, that's the one that you need to go with, okay? You all know me, it's your girl, Miss Michi. You can find me on all social platforms at Miss Michi. That's MZMETCHI. You can also visit MissMichi.com or the BPMediaCo.com if you would like to be a guest or if you would like to advertise with us. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Felice, thank you. You are the bomb girl. And, you know, you all make sure that you tune in next week for our next guest. Y'all will find out in due time. Mm-hmm. It's been real, and we're signing off. Y'all have a great week. Bye.